for the West, and the United States in particular, the crisis was an internally generated event which led to the collapse of the financial system. For China, it was an external shock which has hurt exports but left the financial, political, and economic system unscathed. China has discovered a remarkably efficient method of unleashing the creative, acquisitive, and entrepreneurial energies of the people, who are allowed to pursue their self-interest, while the state can cream off a significant portion of the surplus value of their labor by maintaining an undervalued currency and accumulating a trade surplus. So China is likely to emerge as the big winner. China, the rulers know that they must avoid social unrest if they want to remain the rulers. Therefore, they'll do anything in their power to maintain economic growth at 8% or more and create new jobs for a growing workforce. And they have plenty of power because of the trade surplus. China can stimulate its domestic economy through infrastructure investments, and it can foster its exports by investing in and extending credit to their trading partners. After all, that's what China was doing when it was financing its exports to America by buying US government bonds. Now that the American consumers have to cut back, they can do the same with other countries. So China will be a positive force in the world economy, while the United States will be limping along.